Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is October 24th, 1952, and the title is A Dangerous Vacation. Hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of A Dangerous Vacation. You know, kids, Kellogg's Rice Krispies just pop out loud with good taste and crispy freshness. Want to prove it? Well, fill up a big bowl with Rice Krispies tomorrow morning and listen when you pour the milk or cream over them. You'll hear the world's only talking cereal go snap, crackle, pop, telling you how good a cereal can be. And when you eat Rice Krispies with fruit on them, the fruit seems to taste better than ever. Tell your mom for me that she can get Kellogg's Rice Krispies at her store anytime for you. The job of upholding the law in the wild days of the Old West kept United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles pretty busy most of the time, but once in a while they could get away for a short holiday. Little did they think that one of these trips would turn into a dangerous vacation.
Where do you hurt most, partner?
Oh, right here.
Where?
Oh, my stomach, my head, my back, my chest. My feet hurt, too. Oh. Well,
I don't know. You probably just ate too much apple pie tonight. I better get you to a doctor just in case.
Oh, now, Bill, you know I'm scared of doctors.
That's silly, Jingles. Everybody ought to see a doctor once in a while. Now, come on, get your boots on and let's go.
Oh, but, Bill...
You don't feel good, do you?
No.
Then let's go see the doctor.
Well, all right. Help me up, Bill. I feel sort of puny and weak.
All right, Jingles. Maybe you really are sick.
Oh, I am. I'm real sick. I think I got pneumonia.
That's pneumonia, and I don't think that's what's wrong with you. You don't have a fever.
I might have, Bill. I might have anything.
Well, come on and let's go see the doctor. Anything's better than listening to you moan like
no!
that. No! All right. Say, Now, take a deep breath. Hold it. All right.
How does he look, Doc?
Terrible.
I don't.
Sure, but as far as your health goes, you're fine. Put your shirt on.
You mean I ain't gonna die?
Not unless somebody shoots you or you get in the way of a cattle stampede.
Why did I hurt so much?
You got a nervous upset.
I have?
That's right.
But I ain't off my feet.
Oh, I'll say you're not. Tell him what you had for dinner, Jingles.
Well, just what I always eat. Meat and taters and biscuits and gravy and, well, a couple of scrambled eggs and some pork chops. And, well, just a little snack like that.
What about the apple pie?
Oh, well, that I only had 3 pieces.
Yeah, but each piece was a whole pie.
Well, they were just little pies.
Nothing wrong with your appetite. It's your job. You and Bill go busting around the country like you do. There's too much excitement.
Sometimes we have to get into some exciting spots, Doc.
Well, that's all right. It's a good thing for the West we got men like you and Jingles, Bill. But you can't keep it up all the time. Jingles needs a rest. Take him away for about a week and just let him relax.
Am I that sick, Doc?
You're not sick, but you need a vacation. Oh. No excitement for a whole week. Just take it easy or you're liable to have a nervous breakdown.
That's pretty bad, ain't it, Bill?
Not yet, but it could be. Oh. We'll take ourselves a vacation, Jingles. Just go fishing and keep out of all excitement for a while. How's that?
Hey, that sounds wonderful. Should have come to see the doc sooner.
That'll be $1.06.
$1.06? Oh, I knew this was a catch in at some place. But Bill, have you got $1.06? Upon the Swanee River, far, far away.
This isn't the Swanee River, Jingles. It's the west branch of the lower Little Buffalo River.
Oh, well, that's right. Away down upon the west branch. Oh, now, Bill, that won't work. I can't sing that.
That's good. When you sing, it scares the fish away.
Bill, if the fish stay away, I can relax like the doctor said. If a big fish should grab at my line, I'd have to jump up and try to land him, and I'd get all excited and maybe have me a nervous breakdown.
I don't think there's much danger of that. You haven't had enough excitement since we started our vacation to keep you awake.
And that's the way I like it. Just like the doctor ordered. No excitement. I think I'll just take me another little nap so I'll be more relaxed. Oh, 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 oh.
What'll I do if you get a fish on your line?
Huh? Oh, you can take care of that, Bill.
It's kind of nice to have a vacation at that. Jingles. Jingles. Guess he's asleep already. What's that noise? Jingles, are you snoring again? Sounds like trouble coming down the trail. Hey, Jingles, wake up.
Hey, what happened?
Here comes trouble. It's like a runaway wagon.
Huh? Wait. Oh, yeah, it's going right past us on the trail.
And a couple of owl hoots are right behind it, throwing lead.
Yeah, let's get after him, Bill.
All right, partner, get out your six gun.
Help! Help! Bill, there's a girl driving that rig.
Dust off those two varmints chasing her.
Right! Teach you, you yellow polecat!
Get on, Jingles, they're coming back.
And they're shooting at us. Bill, I'm getting excited.
Wranglers, lend an ear while Charlie Lyon gives you some mighty good news about how you can get yourself a set of howdy-doody character masks.
Slim's right about this being wonderful news, because you don't have to do anything except enjoy Kellogg's Rice Krispies to get these howdy-doody character masks. You see, all these masks are right on the backs of Kellogg's Rice Krispies packages, just waiting for you to cut them out. There are 4 colorful big masks in all. There's one of Howdy Doody, one of the Princess, one of Clarabelle, and one of Dilly Dally. They're hours of fun because there's so many things you can do with them. You can fool your friends, wear them to costume parties, or trade them with your pals.
Tell them about the 8 other masks too, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, kids. Here's some more good news. On the backs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages are 8 other masks. Masks that'll make you look like a cannibal, a witch, or a lot of other characters. All 12 of these masks are just the thing for that Halloween party, or for when you go out to trick or treat. Now, you don't have to send in any money, coupons, or anything to get these masks. They're all on the Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages. So next time Mom goes shopping, have her bring home a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies or Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Or better yet, have her bring home a package of each. Wild Bill and Jingles were enjoying their vacation when down the trail came a runaway buckboard pursued by two gunmen. Bill and Jingles fired a few shots at the gun slicks, who promptly turned around and started a lead-slinging fight.
Yeah, I give them one shot and I get two back.
They're in those rocks and just about out of range for a six gun.
Dad burn galoots. They're getting me all excited, and I'm liable to have a nervous breakdown.
Hand me my rifle, Jingles.
No, all right. Here.
Careful now. Don't stick your head up when you move around.
Now he tells me. That last one liked to peel off my whisker.
I'll poke him out of those rocks with this rifle.
Hey, there's a hat sticking up, Bill.
Yeah, I see it.
One hat gone. I'll bet he don't try that again.
And there's a piece of red shirt sticking out.
Bingo! One red shirt that'll need a patch.
They've had enough, Jingles. They're running for the horses.
Good. Let's go after them, Bill.
Let them go. Let's find that girl in the buckboard before that runaway team gets into trouble.
That's right. She was really hollering for help.
Hey, Buckshot, come here, boy.
Come on, Joker.
Let the horse's saddle. Stand there, Buckshot.
I figured if we had to change fishing spots, I wasn't going to walk. Now hold still, Joker.
Okay, partner, let's ride. Hup, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha!
Yeah, you try to grab the horses, Jingles. I'll see if I can get her off that buckboard before it piles up.
All right, go, Junior!
Hiya, Buckshot! Get over there, boy!
Help me! I can't stop him!
Hold on, Miss! I'll grab the horses!
Jump when I tell you to!
I'll never make it!
Oh, you finished! Ho, ho, ho!
You'll have to jump. Jingles can't hold the horses.
We're coming to a turn, Bill! Get her off of there, quick!
All right, jump or you're gonna be killed.
All right!
Hurry, Bill! I can't stop these hooped-up bags!
Oh! All right, jump! Got you! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Jingles, get out of the way!
Oh, you saved my life. How can I thank you?
Well, don't try now, miss. Just take it easy. Jingles, see if you can get those horses loose from that wagon.
All right, Bill. Get her out of there, Joker.
Oh, man. Feel good enough to climb down?
Why, I guess so.
There you go. That's better. Now maybe you can tell me what this is all about.
Those horrible men, they shot my dad and now they're trying to kill me.
But why?
Well, they want the gold.
Gold? What gold?
There's a bag of nuggets and gold dust under the seat of the buckboard. Dad's worked for a year getting it out of his claim. Today, these men tried to take it from us.
Well, Jingles, you get that bag out of the wagon.
Okay, Bill.
How about your dad? Is he hurt much?
I don't know, but I'm afraid he is.
Well, where's his claim? Maybe we better head back there.
Well, it's up in the hills about 5 miles. I ran to the barn and got the buckboard and started for town. I figured I could take the gold to where it'd be safe and bring back help for Dad. But those awful men chased me. If it hadn't been for you, they might have killed me.
Well, here's the sack, Bill, and both the horses are all right.
That's good, Jingles.
Jingles, I know who you are now. You're Wild Bill Hickok.
Yes, ma'am, and Jingles.
That's right, ma'am.
I'm Margie Blaine. I can't think of anybody I'd rather meet when I'm in trouble.
Well, that's real nice of you, Miss Blaine, but all your troubles are all over now.
I'm afraid not, Jingles. Her dad's been shot and two polecats are still after that bag of gold you're carrying.
Gold? But Bill is heavy. Must be a fortune in here.
It's a fortune to us. That's all Dad and I have to show for all our work.
Is that so? Well, now, don't you worry your pretty little old head about a little old thing. No, sir. Not one teensy-weensy little old thing. Bill, did you say your daddy was shot?
That's right, Jingles. Hmm. We better get back there to their claim and see how badly he's hurt.
Oh, would you? I wouldn't have left him, but I thought I'd better ride for help.
Well, you got help now, Miss Margie. No matter what happens, we're with you.
We sure are. By the way, how are your nerves, Jingles?
Now, Bill, you shouldn't have said that. I can just feel them getting tighter and tighter till they're about to pop. Fine vacation this is.
No, I agree with you, partner. We've got a lot to do. Come on, let's ride.
Here we are, Bill. Dad was inside the shack when I left.
We'll go in and have a look. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Jugger, whoa. Whoa, he sure pounded that trail getting here.
Hurry, Bill. I hope we're not too late to help Dad.
Leave the horses, Jingles, but bring that sack of gold along.
All right, Bill.
And hurry it up.
All right, I'm hurrying.
Right this way. There he is. Dad.
Margie, girl. You're safe.
Sure I am, but how are you?
I got a bullet hole in my side, but I'm still here. Dad, blame varmints.
Let me have a look at it.
Hey, Margie, look out for those two men.
Oh, it's all right, Dad. This is Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles.
Margie, those men came.
Wild Bill and Jingles took care of those men, Dad. Don't you worry about them.
But let me tell you,
Margie. You must have scared those varmints over into the next county.
Bill and Jingles were just wonderful.
But they're not gone.
Sure they are, and they didn't get what they were after. We got your gold right here.
That's all I want to know. Get him up. Way up, all of you.
Oh, it's one of them sidewinders.
That's what I was trying to tell you. They both come back here, but you wouldn't listen to me.
I might have known we couldn't get rid of a pair of rats that easy.
That's enough of that. One more crack out of you, Hickok, and the next one won't be close. I'm taking that gold, and if anybody makes a move, I'll fix up his vest with a row of lead buttonholes.
Give him the gold, Jingles.
Oh, Dad.
Never mind, Margie, honey.
Here's your gold, but we'll get that back from you if I get a nervous breakdown trying to do it.
Easy, Jingle.
Hickok's right. You shouldn't have said that big stuff. Pete.
Yeah, boys?
Let's give it to him.
That'll be a pleasure.
Now, Jingle, now!
Bill, look out!
Come on, Wranglers, it's roundup time. And Charlie's just about to explode with the biggest news that's hit the ranch since I stepped on a hot branding iron in my bare feet.
Yeah, and this is news, kids. It's all about the brand new fascinating snap, crackle, pop rings that Kellogg's Rice Krispies have made up especially for you. You never saw anything like them. Each ring is made to resemble one of those wonderful little characters, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. And listen, you make the face on the ring wiggle and squirm in all sorts of funny ways just by turning a special knob. And the band is adjustable to fit any size finger. Well, if you could only see one of these.
Oh, come on, Charlie. Quit your jawing and tell us how to get one.
Well, I just get a little excited, Slim. Now, listen, kids. Here's how you can get one or more of these terrific rings. Fill out the coupon on the back of a Kellogg's Rice Krispies package, regular or large size. Check the ring or rings you want, Snap, Crackle, or Pop. Enclose 25 cents in coin on a top from a Rice Krispies box for each ring you want, then mail to Kellogg's address on the coupon. That's all. Just 25 cents in coin and one Rice Krispies box top for each ring you want. Your ring or rings will be mailed to you promptly.
Well, sir, now we know what to do, don't we, gang? So long, Charlie. I'm on my way to the store to get my box of Rice Krispies.
And how about you, kids? Why don't you try to be the first one in your neighborhood to have a Snap, Crackle, Pop ring to have fun with? Tell your mom about it. She can pick up a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies at her store today. Tell her either the large or regular size. Caught by two bandits in a cabin with a wounded miner and his daughter, Wild Bill and Jingles are confronted with blazing six guns as they make a desperate attempt to fight their way out of the trap.
He's getting away, Jingles. After him.
There he is. I'll get him. Missed him, doggone it.
Back in the house, Jingles. We got one anyway. Sit right there, Peter. I'll finish the job.
Oh, I ain't moving, Hickok. You like to tore my arm off with your first shot.
Who's your partner?
That's my boss, Blackie Stone. You won't catch him for a while.
Maybe not, but we're sure gonna try.
Jingles, stay here and watch this coyote. I'm going after Blackie.
But Bill!
Save your breath, Jingles. He's gone.
Yeah, and I ain't with him. No telling what'll happen to my nerves while I'm sitting here worrying about Bill.
Maybe you can help me do something for Dad.
Sure. We kind of forgot about you, Mr. Blaine.
And that's all right. Did me good just to watch you and Bill in action.
Well, we'll get you patched up in no time. Say.
What's the matter, Jingles?
No, nothing. Nothing we can't get fixed. We better get your dad to a doctor.
Is it that bad?
Oh, no. It ain't very bad, but it's a good idea to have a checkup from a doctor or every now and then. Especially when you got a bullet inside of you.
Jingles, look out for Pete.
Now I got you.
You got nobody.
I'll take you apart, big boy.
No, you won't.
Just for that.
You can hit, but so can I.
Oh, Jingles, that was wonderful.
Woo-wee, that was almost as good as Bill could do it. Now I'm going to tie this varmint up tight so he won't try any more tricks.
He really did a job on Pete, Jingles. He's still out.
Yeah, I sure could.
Hold it right there, you big moose.
Blackie!
That's right. I led your pal Hickok in a big circle and come back to get Pete. Now you got to spoil it by knocking him out.
Good.
Button that big lip of yours and give me a hand, quick.
Oh, I will not. No, that was too close.
Arms, move. Pick up Pete and go put him on his horse and tie him in the saddle.
You better do what he says, Jingles.
All right. I'll do it now.
You, come here.
You leave me alone.
Keep your hands off of her.
You keep forgetting I got the gun.
Oh.
She's going out of here in front of me just in case Hickok comes back and gets any ideas of stopping me. He won't throw no lead if he might hit her. Now let's go. Out the door.
This guy's heavy.
Get a move on.
I'm a moving now. I wonder where Bill is.
Stop worrying about him. Put Pete on that horse. And you, stay right in front of me.
Can't do anything else. You got a gun in the back.
All right, Blackie, don't move.
Bill!
Where is he?
Coming down.
Hey, on, Margie, Bill was on the roof.
Give me that gun. Let go of it.
You're breaking my arm.
Drop that gun.
All right.
That's better.
You ain't taking me.
Pull a bite, huh? I've had enough.
You dropped him in a hurry, Bill.
Well, I was getting tired of his tricks. Tie both of them up, Jingles. We'll take him to jail and get Margie's dad to the doctor.
That's a good idea. Maybe the doctor better look at me, too. I've had an awful lot of excitement for a man who's on the edge of a nervous breakdown.
There we are. Yeah, your dad's going to be all right as soon as he wakes up and has a few days' rest, Miss Margie.
Oh, I'm so glad. I guess I have Bill and Jingles to thank for helping me get him here in time.
Well, I'm glad we could do it, Miss Margie.
Yeah, I thought for a while we weren't going to make it.
Say, while you're here, Jingles, I'd better take another look at you, too. Open up your shirt and let me listen to your chest.
That's a good idea.
How you been feeling?
Oh, I don't really know, Doc. Bill and I started out to go fishing, but we didn't get much of a vacation.
Take a deep breath. Now, exhale.
That tickled. How does it sound, Doctor? You hear any noises like a nervous breakdown?
Not a thing wrong, Jingles. You're in perfect shape. Just goes to show what a little bit of quiet living will do to a man. That'll be $1.06.
$1.06? Bill, you got $1.06, Dad burned doctors.
Take it easy, Jingles. Just relax.
Relax? Nothing. Bill, if living as quietly as we have been lately don't give me a nervous breakdown, nothing will. I'm going out and get me a big dinner and have 3 more apple pies for dessert.
And And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I want to thank you for joining us today, and we hope you'll see you again on Monday.
Yes, sir, because we got a humdinger of a story about two little shavers who try to save a railroad camp from their enemies. It's called Bad Medicine at Dry Gulch.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure tastes wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Barbara Luddy, Fred Shields, Leo Curley, Ed Max, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes present Wild Bill Hickok in Bad Medicine at Dry Gulch.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.